Now, what's to be done about climate change, rising energy costs, waste, obesity, and all those other things that are part of our lives? The answer, according to one MP, is to go back to the austerity and rationing of the years of the Second World War. Caroline Lucas from the Green Party is calling for a new home front to mobilise people to eat less, grow their own food, make do and mend, as our chief political correspondent Norman Smith reports.
No, I'm not being bombed by the Luftwaffe. I'm actually safely ensconced in the Blitz simulation display at the Imperial War Museum, where a campaign was launched to recreate that wartime spirit.
For a lot of people, times were extraordinarily difficult during the Second World War. But what we can learn from that is how you can learn to survive and thrive through difficult times.
Andrew Sims, who's the author of today's report into building a new home front.
The Second World War gives us an example of how you can change things rapidly and with some surprisingly unexpected benefits. The health of the nation improved more rapidly during the Second World War because people were exercising and walking more, they were eating a much healthier diet. Child deaths fell, maternal mortality improved remarkably.
And the Green MP, Caroline Lucas, believes the best way to face up to the challenge of climate change, of scarce resources and energy insecurity, is to foster a new sense of wartime urgency and common purpose.
Essentially, what we're trying to do is to learn the lessons of the last time Britain had to make a big transition. We know that the climate crisis is looming, that we need to change the way we live very fast. When did Britain last do that? It was at the time of the Second World War. So what we want to do is to look back to see how government acted then, how they managed to galvanise people into this sort of common endeavour, if you like, and to see how much of that might be applicable today.
So, what would our lives be like if we did opt to revert to wartime austerity and make do and mend?
We haven't got enough coupons.
And I've got to have a few for towels and things for the house.
Perhaps we can help you. And who may you be? Your old clothes, put away and forgotten.
And what about growing your own food?
In spring, this gardener sowed away. He meant to eat well every day. Came the winter, table bare. He couldn't eat what wasn't there. The dreadful fate of this poor man was due to lack of garden plan.
And of course, throwing anything out, that would be completely out of the question.
Goodness, what rudeness! That's how to treat your scraps, only if you're interested in eating the Germans, the Italians and the Japs.
Well, June Sims, who lived through the war, is the mother of the author of today's report. So I phoned her up to ask, what was it like?
I can remember my mother sitting at a very small sewing machine and turning sheets sides to middle to refurbish them. And I definitely remember my father having to dig up the lawn and grow his own vegetable. The sort of meals we ate then were so different from what we get now. I mean, we would have a meal with made of tripe and onions.
But honestly, would people really want to go back to wartime austerity? Andrew Sims again.
People, because they want to and because they feel better for doing it, are getting back into growing their own food, into making their own garments. There's almost a kind of a move for an authenticity, a kind of a kickback against the disposable fast fashion world and fast food world. So people are deciding to do this, not necessarily first and foremost because they think it's important environmentally, but because they like it. Let's build on that.